Ah, so it is a good day to you, huh? Very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your divine presence in that capacity. Know and understand that you are indeed on an adventure. It will burst forth any old paradigms you think you're still hanging on to. Understand that this trip was specifically planned to go up to the Arctic Circle, as you put it, to be in the crown chakra of the earth. And as you are in the crown chakra of the earth, we've requested our vessel Marilyn do a meditation and activation from that vantage point, and then surround the globe of the planets through the ley lines with peace, love, information, with divine clarity, and with ego-free decision-making. Yes. Yes, you see that there's not an accident as to why each of you are here. We even had to see if the universe can rearrange itself to accommodate one extra individual. And we give gratitude towards Marcos and his sacrifice and know that he'll be there next time. And in that energy, in that focus of thinking of the crown chakra of the planet, think of how your crown chakra vibrates, tingles, acknowledges your soul star chakra, which is above your head, and how that energy sort of overlights all of your energy field. That is what you are doing today. There may come a time when you think, this is a very long drive back. Why did we do it this way? But what you are doing is you are following a part of the ley line of the planet on the way back. So we honor you and we give thanks for your service and possibly some of your sacrifice in looking at the length of the trip. And we are still working with the 21st ray of light and the 21st ray of weather in Saint Iphigenia to clear the clouds in the sky.
Iphigenia?
Saint Iphigenia.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
The weather saint. Who knew? What comes through, comes through. We don't question, we don't ask. We also ask you to do the same. To trust and to know that there is a specific divine flow of every aspect of this adventure. A specific divine flow. Yesterday you started with the commercialism. Ooh, big commercialism. Let's go to the North Pole, huh? And see how many things we can buy. Things that we may already have, but we still buy them. And then when you go into the gentleness of the restaurant that we're so grateful to have us there and accommodate us even with separate checks. And then you go into the commercialism again with dinner, sandwiched in between the honoring of the ruggedness of this state as to how 115,000 year of dinosaur lived here, and how they did not know that for many, many years, and how parts of this state are younger, not younger in parts, but younger in exploration than you are. And so in that capacity, imagine, if you would, the ruggedness of these people. The ruggedness of the energy that goes into every single connection, as whether you have a wooden mask over your face with just a little slit to see through, because that is what they had to do so their eyes did not freeze. And in that capacity, there's still that gentle nature of humanity and caretaking of all beings, We are not ever not cared for. You know, Savannah drove the bus up to pick you up right outside the door. And the little fellow in the lobby was willing to take your picture as the group. And in that energy, know that that is the people. Because their roots are about caring for each other. Their roots are about acknowledging that they live in this environment, which is spectacular and expanded, as each of you are asking for expansion and clarity. Their roots are also about making sure that others are safe and making sure that others are well cared for. So it is a matter of trust that you go into this wilderness with. And we see that they have really evolved quickly in understanding. They've evolved quickly into taking the ways of the indigenous here. And you have seen some already of the native energy. And as you see that energy, know a deep respect from your soul. As we are entering in the energy of mindfulness and kindfulness. Mindfulness as to be here, be present, and be aware. And kindfulness to practice those random acts of kindness with your fellow human. The random acts of kindness with the people who run the dog sleds and the snow. We don't even know what those machines are that you stand on and you go into the snow on. And we don't know why someone would want to. However, we do love modes of transportation, and we know that we will love them, whether of us or Maryland does or not. So understand that you are embarking on a trail which has not been often taken by most tourists that come here. Most tourists do not organize small trips up to the Arctic Circle because it is a challenge. Most tourists come here in the summer. And so in that capacity, you are an anomaly right to itself because you are willing to step into the crown chakra of the earth. You are willing to step into the opening of the true North Pole. Not the shop, but the true North Pole. You've already done the shop, North Pole. So as you understand that, think of your presence in that energy and how you are wrapping the vibration of this planet. And as you are coming along the grid of the ley line with a few exceptions to when you go around a mountain or something, and you come in back to your Pike's Landing here. We heard someone say, well, why didn't we stay here at this Marriott instead of Pike's Landing last night at dinner? Of course, after dinner, they did not question it. That's the difference. That is the difference, is Pike's Landing is from here. Pike's Landing has been here since nearly Fairbanks has been here. The people are generational, as is the hotel. Marriott, although the Vessel Maryland loves Marriott's and the Joy loves the beds that Marriott's provide, as she is the best sleeper in the universe, it is still not a part of this culture. You see the difference? And this culture is what you are bringing to the planet today. This culture is what you are wrapping the energy with today, which is why we made the extra effort to go up to the Arctic Circle. as you understand that, when you are above the Arctic Circle, know that your breathing might be a bit labored, because when you breathe, the crystals from your own air begin to freeze. And as you think of that iridescent healing power of the snow as it is coming from your own breath out and then wrapping the planet. That crystalline energy, as you are each becoming crystalline, that crystalline energy into the earth as you are being wrapped and wrapping. You have questions, yes? About anything. This little pink fairy here, huh?
So cute.
Yes, yes.
Yesterday, whoever was speaking, I forget who was talking to him, the Galactic, or if it was you.
Of us, there's a whole bunch here.
Yeah, a whole bunch of someone talked about, they just said real quickly, that they think we may be the oldest race about. Can you expand on that?
We believe that may have been the Galactics.
Okay.
From what we are aware, the humans and the beings within all of the galaxies look at these little human beings as the new kids on the block, because they've got all these emotions and they don't have the technology. We have to give them the technology. They don't learn things as quickly as what other galaxies do, and yet they have evolved through all of that. So we say, and the Galactics inferred, that you are one of the oldest races in the galaxies, for you have evolved and never evolved beyond emotion, because you saw what was necessary for evolution. It is a matter of the conception of a child. Now, there may be a more primitive way that you are conceiving a child than what other galaxies, other races do, but you still have maintained that sensuality of touch. And when you have that touch, when you have that skin-on-skin touch, that shows the conception that the baby begins in love. And that is not the case in all races. That sometimes the conception is without touch, and there is just a means of procreation. And it is not, therefore the baby is never brought into that world of touch and love and sensuality. And other races, even though they have initially thought, those primitive humans, look what they're still doing to procreate. They've realized, or they are realizing, how necessary that one-on-one essence in the most sacred act of sharing your essence with another's, of all of humanity, all races, whether they understand it yet or not, you are their teachers. Does that answer your question?
Good answer.
Yes. You had a question, dearest.
Well, as you were talking about that, I'm wondering if artificial intelligence enters more into galactic races and those lines got blurred and they're looking back at us.
Artificial intelligence came from the galactics. The galactic races, they brought it here and are working with that. And also you can see how quickly the demise of a culture can come through artificial intelligence. The demise of a culture can come through drones. Yes. And how everything that is invented everything that is invented is not necessarily the best of inventions. You know, for this planet, the atom bomb was invented. Nuclear destruction was invented. That doesn't mean it is necessary to utilize. Instead, one can turn that energy into something that is positive. And that is one of the things that each of you are here to assist with. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we all at a cellular level have the ability to be able to use Starspeak, be able to communicate, like Marilyn, in some for communication, well, through you, Adaranda, there's been some Starspeak or Star language that's come through. Do we all have that at an innate
light language?
So some call that Starspeak as the language of light, yes?
Right.
You are speaking of the same thing. We just want to clarify. Because stars, you heard some of the voices of the stars yesterday. Yes? Which is a little different than the language of light.
Right.
You each have the capability. It does require, when you are speaking the language that your brain does not understand, that only your heart understands, it does require you to completely release all attachment to your present reality. So take a deep breath. Asi unukua. Ai na ikinumo. Ai suma iknisi. Au akia al nikna. O ikna upa iti, o a nirakia, u nikimu ma, a utuka watia. That is an adaptation of the language of the indigenous here, that we have inferred or integrated into your heart. The meaning of it is treat all with respect. The land, the great mother, the spirit of the sun, the warmth of your neighbor, and the love of all others. For that is how you are wrapped in love. To accomplish that, in answer to your question, there are some people who teach it. They start with gibberish, blah, 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 gibberish, saying any syllable, any energy. The vessel Marilyn did not read that book or take that class, which we honor her for. So the way we teach it is to simply take a deep breath and connect into the deepest part of your core, the part where there is no energy, just the nothingness, and communicate any syllable, any phrase that seems to come forth and ask to be communicated with words or with sound. And see what happens. We always ask for translation because our vessel Marilyn has that inquiring minds want to know. As with, what do they call it? Speaking in tongues in the religious world. Same difference in many cases. One will receive the message and the other will receive the translation. The words or the sounds go directly into your heart. The energy in the translation provides fodder for the mind. Sometimes it is not translatable into English. That is where sound comes in. So now you each have that capability if you choose to cultivate that skill. We see time is of the essence. We will continue. We honor you. We see you. We are excited to take this adventure with you. We bid you namaste.
I had a Rhonda.